The Youth Builders Program was established in New York City schools in line with a resolution passed by the Board of Education to promote the teachings of democracy. It is our function as educators to help develop for children the role they must play in becoming effective and responsible citizens in a democracy. Life around us is beset with problems for both young and old. The method used in this program, the Youth Builders Program, is to give children training in recognizing problems and to give them the opportunity to find suitable solutions democratically arrived at and carried out. Today, we will have an opportunity to hear about the problem which has been considered by the Youth Builders of James Otis Junior High School. Later on in the program, we will hear from our guests, Commissioner of Sanitation, Mr. William Powell, and Mr. Simon Beagle, a parent, who are interested in solving the same problem. Now, before we begin, let us hear from our young guests. Will you introduce yourselves?
I'm Ted Pasca, a senior in Benjamin Franklin High School.
I'm John Briganti. I'm 12 years old.
I'm Joseph Nasto. I'm 11.
I'm George D'Amico of James Otis Junior High School. I'm 12.
And now to begin our discussion. We understand that your Youth Builders group was interested in the problem of sanitation in East Harlem. You tell me why you became interested in this problem, Ted.
About that time, many New York newspapers started printing pictures and writing stories about the sanitary conditions in East Harlem. And the pictures were, well, we thought they were rather shocking. We lived in the neighborhood, and our first reaction, of course, was to say that, oh, the newspapers are slurring East Harlem again. It's the same thing. We felt that we'd been picked on. Then we decided to go out and see for ourselves whether we really had been picked on or whether these pictures were justified. And we saw that to a great extent they were. Our neighborhood wasn't in a bad condition, bad sanitary condition. And that influenced to a great extent our choice of cleaning up East Harlem.
Do you agree with that, Joseph, that the appearance of the neighborhood was as bad as the newspapers had described it?
Well, I think the newspapers were half right, because they exaggerated a little bit too much, I think. Because we took walks around these blocks, and they weren't as dirty as the newspapers made them.
George?
But we didn't like it, so we started printing leaflets and everything. And we printed about 3,000 to 5,000 of them, and about 100 boys distributed them throughout the blocks that we were interested in.
But do you agree that the appearance of the neighborhood was rather bad, George?
Yes.
Well, do you feel that the appearance of the neighborhood has any effect on the reputation of the people living in it? John?
Well, some people care and some people don't. You see, when some people read these papers and it says East Harlem, very dirty, and they show pictures, well, the people say, I don't like to see the city like, I don't like to see East Harlem like this. So starting tomorrow, I'm going to start the cleanup. So tomorrow comes and they forget all about it and they never do anything. But, and it doesn't, I don't think it even hurts them that it's dirty, the streets are dirty.
You don't think it has any effect on their reputation, George?
A little later, after the campaign and everything, we had a parade, and there was about 50 of the sanitation band there, and they were playing, they were leading the parade. There was Dr. Cavello there, our principal of 172. There was Mr. Beagle. There was a lot of the teachers there, and there was all the students of the school. And we were parading from 116th Street to 106th.
Well, you're telling us now what you started to do to clean up. But do you really think that the reputation of people really is affected by that kind of publicity? Ted?
Yes, definitely. Besides the reputation being affected, and the people felt it too in the neighborhood, it was one of the things that got them to work as hard as they did to clear that, and to make the papers give them publicity and print pictures and stories about the way they had cleaned up their own neighborhood. They were quite anxious to clear their reputation.
Since the people became so interested in the campaign once you got started, I was wondering whether you had any difficulty in getting the whole community to cooperate with you. Joseph?
Well, at first, they were just a little bit too lazy. And they didn't want to do nothing. But then after we started getting real mad, then they cooperated with us.
What do you mean by getting really mad?
Well, we did everything in our power. Gave out leaflets, campaigns, everything.
Suppose you tell us a little more about just what you did to win their cooperation. John?
Well, the Department of Sanitation, printed some 35,000 pieces of literature, and about 100 boys distributed them. They were from the Franklin Youth Builders and the Otis Youth Builders. That's in the same school. And they distributed them, and the people, well, some of them took it and threw it away, you know, all about sanitation, they would say. Then they just throw it away. But I think we got a little cooperation.
George?
The way I think we did it was refusing for them not to take it. Because when we started, we got really mad. Mr. Beagle had some posters printed, and we were distributing them, and if they didn't like it, they were going to take it.
You were going to make them cooperate, is that it?
Yes, we wanted to make them cooperate.
Well, do you feel that you can win their cooperation by becoming mad, or do you feel that you have to find new ways of getting them to cooperate willingly? John?
I don't think we should get as mad as that because I think we should find a little pleasanter way.
Ted?
Actually, the thing that did bring the people in the neighborhood over to our side and get them cooperating with us was the parade that George mentioned before. It brought the thing right out. We had the Department of Sanitation's cooperation, and they gave us a 50-piece band, and they had their newest equipment was on parade too, and we had quite a few posters, and the whole student body, the entire student body of Benjamin Franklin High School and James Otis Junior High School participated also. And it really did seem to bring the point home. Everybody was interested in it then.
In other words, a dramatic way of
winning cooperation. A little showmanship was the thing that did it.
That's a good word. George?
I'd like to say something else about this year. If the people still won't cooperate, there's only one thing to do. Take pictures of them and make them into newsreels and then send them to the theaters. Maybe that there's a way we could really make them cooperate.
Let them see what they really look like, you mean? I'm wondering what you did to get the school itself interested in the campaign you were running. Would you tell us briefly just how you got the whole school aware of what problem you were working on so that they would help you with it? Joseph?
Well, we had a couple of things. We had our public address system, which we have in every room, and our assemblies, and our youth builder office, and other ways.
Well, can you be specific? Tell us just what you did. After the youth builders group in your school decided that here was a problem you wanted to tackle, you didn't feel you could tackle it alone, so you wanted help. Now, how did you get the whole school to work with you, George?
Well, another student of the Franklin body, you know, a senior, the senior and I went around to all the floors in the school, and on every billboard that we saw, we put up posters and some leaflets. And I think that's the way we got the students to cooperate with.
Ted?
I might say that another thing that got everybody in it, made everybody participate, in fact, were the lesson plans. The special lesson plan was prepared on the subject of sanitation in our own neighborhood, showing how this sanitation affected things like the death rate and the tuberculosis rate and things like that. And it was given to every student in the school. And this involved the teachers, naturally. It brought the whole faculty into it, and it also brought all the students into it. So therefore, we had a whole school all interested, all participating in our campaign.
This was before the parade.
Yeah, this was immediately before the parade.
John?
Well, the youth builders were doing this work alone on up to the time of the parade. And we had a picture taken, and it was in the Daily News. And so I guess that these seniors and the rest of the school must have saw it, because the teachers were talking about it in the room, how remarkable it was that these 40 boys, there's about 40 boys in here, the youth builders, how they could make themselves be in the papers. It was so big. So I guess the teachers gave them a good talking out, and they must have said, well, if they can do it, we can do it too. So that's how we got in, I think.
Yes, sir.
And later on, we had more people interested in us, such as Senator Santangelo and Assemblyman Louis Chaffee and the Board of Health and the Board of Education. They all got interested and helped us.
John?
I think the people really became interested when they saw these big shots of the city come into this, come in, you know, and try to help out the youth builders. They said, well, if they're going to help them out, well, we should too. And besides Senator Santangelo and Louis Chaffee, there was also the working with us, the police department, the sanitation department, the Board of Health, the Board of Education, and the fire department also. And when the people saw this, these big departments, they said, well, let's get started.
In other words, you really were getting the cooperation of many city agencies. After this entire campaign, after looking over the streets of East Holland, did you feel that you were successful in the job you did in getting the people of your neighborhood to make the neighborhood cleaner, George?
Well, I'd like to say yes, because my block, I know it wasn't in the contest, but we have quite a few empty lots all put together. There's one on my side of the street, and there's one on the other side. And now I believe that my block did a pretty good job on it, too, because these empty lots were all full of papers and everything, and these kids, we wanted to make it out of a playing field. So we cleaned part of it up, and now we don't seem to get no place because all the men are putting their trucks and cars in it.
You clean it up to play, and they use it as a garage.
Yes, to play, and they use the lot as a garage for cars and trucks.
Joseph?
And I'd like to add, we're definitely not finished. We're going to have another contest. We're going to add more things to our campaign.
John?
Well, you see now, before the campaign, the streets were dirty. That is not the campaign. That you've heard about it, and it was in the news that they were going to give prizes to the cleanest block. 114 did win, and the blocks that were in there was up to 110 to 115, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And 114 won. But, I mean, before that, the streets were dirty. And when I was looking through them blocks when the campaign was on, and boy, I saw the kids coming out with brooms and shovels, and they were sweeping up, and they were trying to win. But you see, now after that campaign, everybody says we lost. So nobody went out to sweep. Nobody did anything. They just continued the way they were. And 114 did kept their streets a little cleaner. 114 kept their streets a little cleaner, but the other blocks, I don't think there was any improvement. They want revenge.
Ted, how do you feel about it?
Well, it was necessarily a drop after the contest, but I think there was an improvement. Of course, if we sit back and say, well, we had a contest, we had a campaign, and that's that, everything is just going to drop right back. But if we keep hitting it, if we keep pushing it, and don't let the issue die away, I think we can keep the people interested enough to take a little interest. Actually, it's a matter of education more than anything else, educating the people. And you can't educate thousands of people in just a few weeks. You've got to keep going at it.
George?
I'd like to add something, because every Saturday and Sunday, usually on Saturdays, there aren't so many pickups, maybe one or two. But on Sundays, I usually go to show, and I pass from 113, and I look up and down the blocks as I go up to 116. I think there is an improvement, because most of them are all clean.
Well, suppose we spend just a minute asking ourselves, what else do you feel needs to be done to do the job you want? Joseph?
I think we should do something to make them keep on doing it, not stop.
But I don't see what we can think of.
You have to find an angle.
Yeah.
John?
Well, I say get the people's cooperation, and you got everything. That's all. But this campaign has just begun. Don't forget now, we can't just let it go. We started and then we let it go. I mean, we did a lot of work, a whole term's work, all around these blocks. So I wouldn't want to let it go. And it's only the beginning to get a real cleanup job.
Ted?
I think one thing we can do to keep the ball rolling is to ourselves practice what we preach. To keep the students in school aware of the conditions all the while, because I think that if you educate the students, if you keep them aware, it'll get back to the adults, to the family.
Well, thank you very much for your interest in this problem, and I wish you the best of success.
Commissioner, do you think the children are doing enough to help keep our city clean from what you've heard?
Through the establishment of Clean City League in the schools of the city, the sanitation department has succeeded to a great extent in securing the cooperation of our young citizens in its campaign for Clean New York. The cooperation was never better illustrated than during the cleanup contest stage in the East Harlem area last December. Led by members of the Youth Builders Group of the Otis High School, the students went throughout the neighborhood spreading the gospel of public cooperation. Their enthusiasm was carried not only to the adults, but to the youngsters of less than 10 years of age. Many of these small boys were observed assisting their older companions in sweeping sidewalks and streets, calling the attention of the house superintendents to the necessity of providing sufficient covered garbage cans in compliance with other provisions of the sanitary code. We are calling on the youth of the city to continue the never-ending task of making our citizens litter conscious.
Are there any problems, Commissioner, that the Department of Sanitation feels our audience should be aware of so that they can get the fullest cooperation from the community?
There are many, but I think the chief point the public should realize is that the department has only a limited number of men and equipment to do the job of keeping 4,000 miles of streets clean and act as city housekeeper for 8 million people. Despite the generosity of the present administration in providing us with funds for new equipment and permitting us to fill existing vacancies, our needs still remain great. For that reason, we are unable to provide daily collection to many areas which need it. And for that reason, too, it is highly important that residents of such areas avoid violation of the sanitary code for cleanliness purposes.
For a moment, we've talked about what you are doing. I was wondering whether you can tell us what plans you are making for the future, which might be of interest to our audience.
The department has a $25 million incinerator program underway. When completed, this will enable us to avoid present long hauls to landfills and disposal points and make for quicker, more efficient collection schedules. We are also constantly studying new types of equipment towards the same end, which is to give the people of New York City the best sanitation service in the world.
Well, I'm glad to see that the Department of Sanitation isn't standing still, that they have plans for the future, so that our city will be a cleaner city.
Mr. Lazzi, may I say that we have established a permanent citizens committee to discuss and act on the problem of sanitation in East Harlem. There is an East Harlem District Health Committee. It is working together with the Department of Health and Department of Sanitation, Department of Education, and the students of James Otis, Benjamin Franklin, and other student groups in the community. And we hope that together with the parents and the students, I know the fine cooperation we're getting from the city department, the police department, fire department, health, and so on, I think that some improvement will be made. We have no illusions. I don't think we'll solve the problem. We'll make East Harlem equal to certain other communities, richer communities in the neighborhood, but certainly we could eliminate the unnecessary debt in the community.
Mr. Lanzi, may I take this opportunity at this time to thank you personally, Mr. Beagle, and the Department of Education, the parent teachers organizations, for the splendid cooperation to our department. In my 43 years in this department, I've served for 43 years this coming month, I have never seen a more thorough, comprehensive educational program conducted and pushed forward than I've witnessed in this past 6 months through the efforts and cooperation of the Department of Education. And I want to also extend my appreciation to the WNYC for their splendid work they're helping me in my job.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming here tonight.